following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis virtual office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, Facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald, is going to join us about half past the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up shortly, we're going to be joined by UFC fighter Stephen Bonner, who will not be fighting at RFA 3, will be in attendance. Going around, he's one of the bigger names in the sport. You may remember him from one of the most epic fights in Ultimate Fighter TV history. It actually happened on Ultimate Fighter 1. With Forrest Griffin and him duking it out, going back and forth, and making a little noise there. Also, we'll hit on the NBA game that was played last night. Heat take a decided advantage, 3-1. No teams ever come back for that. 30-0 on that. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, something that happens here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Somebody rambles on incoherently from time to time. Find it interesting that that's with the Padres, and they're taking a couple days off with Dave. During the eighth inning Monday night's game, he said a runner was on fifth base and botched robbery. Then he mentioned a henchman before the broadcast went silent for a few seconds. So just found that interesting. I relate that to what goes on in the Doug and Daddy Show. Incoherent rambling from time to time, and we'll see. Royals pick up a win last night. Broxton, though, Douglas will agree, he never makes things easy, and it certainly didn't look easy last night, but found a way to get it done and to take care of business. College World Series game last night. Florida State moves on, so that's going on as well. Really a lackluster College World Series game. A little lackluster for kind of started early, got a couple runs on the board with a couple that wasn't really well-played baseball. You're walking runs across and then just kind of carried that over.
Ain't good when you get pulled in the first inning, is it?
No. But there wasn't – we haven't saw the – you know, Florida and Kent State, I guess, the dramatic, the wild finish.
Bad baseball, too.
I'm just saying we haven't saw the College World Series – I almost wish this time of year, And I don't know about Gorilla Ball, but there were some great, great games, and you were down by 4 or 5 runs. You never felt like you were out of it, and you just kept coming back, and you kept coming back. Once, you know, you get a 4 or 5 run lead, these games are kind of locked. They're kind of locked up and kind of over. I mean, it's almost like putting a wooden bat in there and making you score and making you move runners and do things like that. But nonetheless, whatever you want. If you like it, great. If you don't, that's too bad. But Douglas, your thoughts on the NBA game last night?
I thought Oklahoma City came out to play to win. Yeah, the score indicated that, and Miami found a way to take care of it. And as you said, with the series 2-3-2, when they play 2-3-2, nobody's ever come back from 3-1 down. It's never even went to a game 7.
Yeah, you said they had to win last night,
and I think they can win tomorrow night. I think Oklahoma City can win tomorrow night, and it'll be 3-2 going to a game 6. I'm not saying they will. I think they can. But there's just that time when you kind of give it your all, and you got to say they're giving it their all every night. But last night, a little extra something. You have to figure they win last night. It's 2-2. It's not that big a deal if they drop game 5, because then they go home with a chance to win the last two games at Oklahoma City. But now it's going to be tough. But they did it with San Antonio. They won a game at San Antonio and then won a couple of games at home, and were able to take care of business. And Miami will be a favorite again tomorrow night by 3 points, it looks like.
Oklahoma City, just the start they had was just absolutely incredible. And for Miami to just erase it in about 3 minutes, you know, you race out to that 14, 16-point lead or whatever it was, and you're thinking, oh boy, hold on. If they can hold this till half, and then all of a sudden, you know, instead of 33-19, it's 33-26. It's 30, you know, it's, wait a minute. They're not going anywhere. They reeled them right back in, it was just one of those things. In Oklahoma City, you have to think down the stretch. They go in runs, and it feels like teams get jump started in some energy. It just seems like Miami, at the right times, and LeBron, the three-pointer he hits, his legs cramping up. It's like Oklahoma City's got to be thinking, he'll short arm it, some bounce with the clang the thing. Hell no. It's just bang. I mean, every time you need a break, it seems like for Oklahoma City, they don't get it. And the Heat haven't, and they're playing at home, and they're playing well. Two really good teams, and that's the way you expect it this time of year.
Well, and Wade and Chalmers are right there, and it was kind of a three-way, three-headed monster yesterday, and that's what you look at almost any time in an NBA game when your three are better than the other three.
What? That's right, and that's why they went to Miami. They said they'd win multiple championships, and this looks like the first of probably several if they can stay together, because they're only going to get stronger. It's only going to get stronger, it seems. I mean, they're not slowing down anytime soon. And, you know, down the stretch, for Westbrook and Durant to have to score all your points, they scored the last 33 or, I mean, it's something crazy like that they read off this morning. You got to have somebody, some of those role players, you got to do something to take some of it off of those stars and give them a little bit of a break.
And game 5 is set for tomorrow night. Again, tip off just after 8 o'clock.
Doug, right now, though, a little RFA talk. Stephen Bonner, the American Psycho, joins us right now.
Wait a minute. I know a lot of American Psychos, but this is the original?
This is the one. I want to know, Stephen, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, first of all. And when you're the American Psycho, does that help you with the ladies, or does that throw a little bit of a wrench into things?
Wait, first of all, how many American Psychos do you know?
I thought
I had an original nickname here.
Well, I don't think we ever gave an official American Psycho nickname, but I mean, there's a lot of psychos out here in the Midwest. I'm going to tell you that right now. I was with a few of them last night.
A lot of crazy Americans, I see.
Hey, first off, We appreciate you doing our radio show. We appreciate you coming to Kearney, Nebraska for RFA3. I contend.
Are you guys in Kearney?
Yes, we are. I contend that one of the reasons MMA is on the rise and boxing is on the decline is because some of the smaller deals like RFA, like Titan Fighting, people like John the Bones Jones, people like you, go out and support these events and take an interest in these events and get people to show up. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, that helps for all, for sure. But really, I think MMA has really spoiled us in terms of attention span. And, like, you know, we're used to seeing a fight card with, like, you know, the 10 fights, and there's some knockouts, some submissions, maybe a decision or two. You know, compare that when you go to a boxing show. You might suffer through, like, three 12-round decisions with no knockdowns. And you're like, yeah, hell with this sport, you know? I don't know in MMA.
Stefan, yeah, when you first got associated with RFA at all, and you took a look at the card, and you see Bubba Jenkins, you see Joe Daddy Stevenson, you see Lance Palmer, you see James Krause, some people that are coming up in the sport, you look at this card.
Injikawani.
I mean,
keep an eye out for that dude.
I mean, when you see these names and they're coming to Kearney, Nebraska, were you surprised by how well the card was put together?
Not at all, you know. I know Wayne, and he does everything top-notch. And, you know, he was the WFA guy. Remember that awesome fight card with, like, Lin and Rampage and Machida and Mayhem Miller and, like, yeah, so he knows how to put on good shows.
Stefan Bonner's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He'll be in Kearney for RFA 3 Saturday, June 30th at the Viero Event Center. One thing I'm noticing, Stefan, is that careers obviously don't have to last a long, long time. You don't see a lot of guys that have 20 or more wins in their profession. Is this a sport that we're already starting to see the careers just not lasting long, or is that as long as they should last?
Seems like comparably to other sports, you know, you could do MMA longer. Like, what am I, 11 years? So that's a long time. No, I think it's, you know, it is a sport. Well, I just always compare it to boxing, of course. But I think, yeah, you have more longevity in boxing because you have more than one option, you know. In boxing, the guy's got better hands, and you just got to take a beating. You know, in MMA, you know, you don't. You got other options. And really, you know, you take... I think over time, you know, less damage. Everything heals but your brain. So the less times your brain's bouncing off your skull walls, you know, the longer you can fight.
What percentage would you say of fighters are actually really good? I mean, because there are a lot of guys that are trying to make it in this sport. How many MMA guys are really, really good? Is it 100% or is it 75%?
That is a crazy question. Oh boy!
I think about
five. Percentage of guys are good. It's tough. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. So you got your good guys that are established on top, and then you got your up and comers who are pretty good that a lot of people know about. Then you got you guys that are really talented that not a lot of people know yet. So I'd say maybe 20%. That's just a guess.
Are you surprised at the number of gyms that have popped up? I mean, everywhere there's an MMA gym that has jiu-jitsu and has another guy that does the boxing and has a wrestling guy and everything that goes with MMA?
I don't know. Kids these days, they're so spoiled. You know, when I grow up, seriously, I had to go a couple towns over to wrestle when I was a kid and then a couple other towns the other way to do Taekwondo, and that was it. Like, you know, they had no other martial arts offered in the, you know, whole Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland area. So, yeah, nowadays, man, you just go right down the street and there's a gym with a jiu-jitsu coach, a boxing coach, a Muay Thai coach, and, like, a CrossFit program or something. And, I mean, you can't beat that. And get more people involved in it, and then, you know, then more talented guys will come out of that. Because, too, when I was young, too, I did that, like Taekwondo and wrestling, and that's all they offered. But, man, no one else in my whole school, like, did, like, Taekwondo. And the wrestling program wasn't that popular itself. So I was kind of a weirdo, like a martial arts geek. And, you know, like, people really didn't catch on. Like, yeah, what are you know, like these weird martial arts so much. You're a weirdo, you know? And I'm like, no, trust me, it's really cool. It's a cool-ass sport, you know? And I try showing people the tape of, like, UFC 2 and thinking they'd catch on. But I guess I just had to get in there and show them that it was cool. And since then, it seemed to work. Now there's gyms all over, and his sport's pretty popular.
Stephen Bonner, the American Psycho, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Where's your career at right now, Stephen, as far as advancing on? I see that there haven't been a whole lot of fights here in the last calendar year. Where is your career at?
Yeah, it's kind of trying to – I'm having a kid and thinking about the future more. So I've been working on my business, and I need like a regular paycheck and some security in my life more than anything. You know, the one thing about fighting, you know, you take a fight, you train a couple months, and this has happened to me like 3 or 4 times. Then you get injured, then you're got to get surgery, then you're out a couple more months, and like you don't get a paycheck that whole time, you know. And you know, and now you got to support. That's fine when it's just yourself. I can look out for myself, but you know, a wife and a kid, got to support them now. So I need more stability in my life. So I've been really focusing on getting the business going, so I have some, you know, steady income rolling in regardless if I'm injured or not.
Stephen, at what point, we've talked as RFA has grown here and MMA has blossomed in Nebraska, at least in the Midwest, we've got a chance to talk to quite a few fighters over the last 12 months. At what point did it turn from being fun and a hobby to a business for you?
It was always something I did as a hobby and something for fun, and it never, like, having to fight for a living to pay your bills, what the hell? Isn't a good feeling.
It must be chow time at the Bonner house.
Yeah, the doorbell just rang. That's weird. It was always something I did as a hobby. And then I got the contract with the UFC, and then it's like time to do it for a living. And I've been doing that, and that's when it's not really fun. Like, it's a little scary, you know, like when you got to fight to pay your bills, and if you get hurt and you don't fight, then, you know, you're not getting any money. So that's why, you know, lately, these last couple of years, I've been focusing on the business more, and now it's really something I got to put a little more time in, and I'm confident that I could, you know, make it work and make a decent living. And then if I fight, it's going to be, again, for fun, not because I have to do it to pay the bills.
Stephen, I think you can safely say that you and Forrest Griffin put on one of the greatest fights of all time at the Ultimate Fighter. You probably gained that show more notoriety than any two fighters ever in its history. Take us back, first of all, to that fight. Did you know it was going to be a stand-up brutal fight? And second of all, what would you say the Ultimate Fighter has to do to regain some more popularity? It seems like it's been the same thing over and over, and they're doing things live on Friday nights now, and it's not going, I don't think it's going exceptionally well. It needs to inject some a little bit more added energy. What would you do to the Ultimate Fighter TV show?
Well, first, it's funny, man. Like, back season one, a lot of the people, even on the production crew of that show, like, would joke that, like, the show's never going to make the air. I don't know, and deep down I was like, are you kidding me? What, this show is going to be a huge success. It's going to be a hit. And then when I had that fight with Forrest, I, like, there's something in me was like saying, this is just going to be a crazy fight. I know, we're going to beat the crap out of each other. I just, like, I don't know, I had this feeling. We trained together, and, you know, whenever we moved around, it would get all crazy. So I just, you know, had, like, this instinct that it'd be an awesome fight, and it turned out to be a good one. As far as getting the,
yeah, just kind of.
As far as getting the magic back of the Ultimate Fighter, I'd say the best way to go about it is, man, put me in Forrest's coaches. They took a chance on us once before, put us both on the show, and look what happened. And you know, if we did both coach the show, we already talked about this. We'd like to live in the house with the guys. I think that'd be an interesting twist. And it would be, you know, a lot of laughs and craziness, and then we'd beat the crap out of each other for your entertainment. So how could it get better than that?
Everybody wants to know, with you guys, when you've gotten the ring with somebody, after you were done, who's the baddest ass you've ever stepped in the ring with that you said, if I never do that again, that would be fine with me?
No, honestly, I'll mention two guys' names, and they're both, like, two of the best fighters in the world. When I was in there way back in 2003, I fought Lyoto Machida, who, I know it's a long time ago, but when you're, like, training since birth, like, his style's not too much different, you know? He had a real tricky, elusive style, and I remember, too, fighting him and being like, you know what? Like, just watch. That dude's got some talent. You know, he's something special. And then you know, it was stopped on a cut. I was doing all right in that fight, but still, I was upset. And then his next fight, he went and goes on and knocks out Rich Franklin. And only other guy to do that is Ben Anderson Silva. Oh, Vitor. But still, and then he goes on to win the title and become best in the world. And then the other guy I felt like that when I was in there was like John Jones. Like, wow, this guy's got some gifts. He's fast and long and, you know, explosive and, like, got crazy moves. This guy's something special. And then since then, he's gone on to pretty much destroy everyone and, you know, win the title and retain it. So those two guys, I mean, I knew there was something special when I was fighting them, and I was right.
Stephen Bonner joins us. Just one last thing. I've got, you're coming to Kearney, RFA 3. Are you going to be in just that day, or you got a couple days here in Kearney, or what's your schedule looking like?
Yeah, get in Thursday. So Thursday to Sunday. So I'll have a couple days there. It should be fun. I believe Johnny Bones Jones is coming as well. And, yeah, we're looking to have a good time, enjoy the fights, and, you know, meet with the Kearney folks and yeah, show them a good time. I'll have them show us a good Nebraska-style time.
Well, perhaps we could have a beer and talk about things.
Shh, quiet. He's in training. He's in training.
Sounds good. It better be an O'Doul.
Okay.
Hey, Stephen, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to seeing you next week in Kearney, and we hope to chat with you again here on ESPN Radio. Take care.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Take
See you next week.
You bet. Right out of the Midwest, Indiana, Purdue boy, Stephen Bonner, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. RFA 3 actually includes 6 Ultimate Fighter television series vets. Of course, among those that'll be there, you talked about some of them, Bubba Jenkins, Lance Palmer. You're going to have Joe Daddy Stevenson in the main event against Dakota Cochran. Maurice Smith against Ryan Lopez is the second main event. There's going to be 4 amateur bouts, a couple of Kearney High graduates, Tony Rodriguez, Brandon New Year, are going to be there. I noticed that there's not as much Hastings on the card this time around. There was a great following of the Hastings crew on RFA 2, and hopefully the fans will be back for RFA 3 Saturday, June 30th at the Viero Event Center.
People that were there, James Krause also fighting, as one of the veterans you're talking about, Doug. He did the roundhouse kick that ended the fight 28 seconds into RFA 1. Did not fight at RFA 2. He's back for RFA 3, so should be a great event. Folks, it's right in your backyard. Go out and check it out.
And don't forget that this Sunday, Tervel Delagnev makes a stop in Kearney before heading off to the Olympic Games next month in London. The UNK alum is wrestling at heavyweight freestyle for the 2012 United States Olympic team, and he'll be making an appearance up at the Hilltop Mall Sunday, this Sunday, the 24th, signing autographs outside of the Sporting Edge from 1 to 3, and then center court outside Sports Village from 3 to 4. That evening, he will be, of course, at the Frank House, 6 to 8 on the UNK campus. You can go to lopers.com for more information and, of course, all of the stops and helping him get ready and funding his trip to the Olympics. Brought to you by the Sporting Edge, Sports Village, GNC, Nelson Furniture, Doberstein Roofing, Detterdings, and Klingensmith Chiropractic of Kearney. So come out, show your support, get some autographs for the kids, get some picture taken. It's going to be at the mall, Hilltop Mall. He'll be there from 1 to 4 on Sunday, and then on campus with the free open to the public reception from 6 to 8 on Sunday evening. Come out, see Tervel Delagnev. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom Chattel is going to join us in the next half hour, and we've got a lot more to chat about after this.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N628. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kent State is one out away from moving on. Right field, playable. Sutton makes the catch, and Kent State advances it.
Back up the middle, backhanded by Bigham. The throw, and he got it. Barrett Aston closes it out, and Arkansas beats South Carolina.
This is Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, inviting you to join me for every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
This summer's biggest blockbuster isn't at the movie theater. It's the Cornhusker State Games, opening July 20th. Cornhusker State Games participants will enjoy the red carpet treatment with more than 65 sports rated for all ages, an epic opening ceremony, and a free shirt, yearbook, and meal pass. Part action, part drama, and 100% fun. It's the Cornhusker State Games, a family-friendly event that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Register at cornhuskerstategames.com.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area today with some scattered shower and storm activity affecting parts of the area, with temperatures staying fairly steady or falling from the 70s. North winds gust around 12 to 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Tomorrow on the show, got a little football talk. We're going to be chatting with Mike Kojal, head football coach at Sargent, state champions this year. One of the four coaches in the Nebraska-Kansas 8-man All-Star game, which is Saturday at Doan. You thought there was great talent at the Satoma game. Now they put them all on one team. It's incredible. Kansas, better watch out. But Kansas probably got a pretty good team as well, but man, this could be the best 8-man team Nebraska's ever put together, and we'll talk with him tomorrow. Also tomorrow, going to talk to a guy named Ross Ells. Don't know if you heard of him. Gets free stuff from Adidas that says Nebraska on it, and we'll talk with the Nebraska recruiting coordinator and assistant football coach Ross Ells tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has been right in the middle of all this Big Red weekend and all the things that have been going on this month, and we're going to ask him about long snappers tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom Chattel coming up in the second half of our program, Daddy.
We're taking you up to the lunch hour, as we do every day on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cunningham's wants to invite you for lunch today. Get any specialty burger and a bottle of the coldest domestic draft beer in town. Only $6.49. Now that's a lunch special anyone can live with. Get down there. We stopped down yesterday and had lunch, Doug. I go with the Philly cheesesteak wrap. We had people had burgers, people had pizza. Folks, it's excellent. Cunningham's, day and night. The menu's open all day and night. They've got a few. Coldest draft beer in town. Big-ass beer specials as well. The courtyard's open out back. They got live music. They got dancing. They've got drinks. What else do you want? Cunningham's, the courtyard, the loft upstairs. Mike Youssef and the gang waiting for you. Get down there for lunch today.
Should Nebraska volleyball fans be worried? Another player is leaving the program basically before she even got started, Lauren Siegman, and to go to Wayne State.
I don't, you know, where is she from originally?
Omaha.
Okay, but you're staying close to home. Wayne State's pretty good. I mean, she probably saw on the depth chart that she wasn't going to see action. You want to play volleyball. I can't fault these players.
No, that's not it. I think there's. This is one of those where I don't have the deep end to find out what's really going on, because something's going on here. She's the third player to leave, and Lauren Cook's the only true setter on the team. She going into her senior year. I mean, the whole process was for Lauren Siegman to get to Lincoln as soon as she could. She transferred high schools because at Marion they won't let you graduate in January, but at Elkhorn South they will. So she went there so she could graduate in January so she could be on campus for spring ball and for spring classes and get her career going, and now she's out. I mean, she's a three-time superstater. She's a Fab 50. She's one of the top 50 volleyball players in high school in the nation, according to Volleyball Magazine. Something's going on here. Taylor Simpson left the program in December to go to Florida State, and Shelby Winkleman transferred to Central Missouri State just to play basketball.
This will be the biggest blow, though, you would say, out of those three. I mean, just from the standpoint,
well,
there's no one.
Simpson was supposed to be a big-time deal, and Siegman's supposed to be a big-time deal. I don't know. You got all these Nebraska girls that are going to Nebraska, which I think is might be something in there, too, about whether they all get along or not. But how in this short amount of time, when you haven't really even gotten into the program, could something I guess we'll find out. I just, whatever it is, hopefully, as you said, it's in her best interest and wasn't a, you know, forced move or something like that. Coach Cook said he released a statement yesterday after the World Herald broke the story, saying Lauren is a great kid and she works really hard. We're sad that it isn't going to work out for her at Nebraska, but she has a great opportunity to make a major impact in the Wayne State program. We wish her the best and know she'll do great. And Siegman said, I appreciate the time I've had at Nebraska and the opportunity to attend the university and compete during the spring season. I want to switch my focus from being a setter to being a hitter, and I think this is a great opportunity for me. I look forward to using what I have gained here as I have moved forward in my future collegiate endeavors. That doesn't just happen. I mean, her whole career was to go play at Nebraska. She didn't just one day get invited to come to Nebraska and then, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't get married. Come on. And again, three of them here since December have left the program. What's going on?
I don't know the answer to your questions. I don't. We can effort Todd Heinrichs. He was on the. Or we can effort Bob Hamer. Bob Hamer get right to the bottom of it. Bob, shoot us a text. Be all over it.
Bob says his favorite daddy moment was the mind that bird doesn't belong.
Jeez. Yeah, mind that bird. I open my mouth. Horse won, like, I don't know, something stupid before the Derby. I threw the horse out, and then, of course, it runs to victory. Like, you know, like a long shot does in the field of 20. One of those things. One of those times that I'm eliminating about eight head because I know I'm going to hit the superfecta. We're going to throw these horses together.
We're going to hit a $9.40 superfecta. Let's leave the long shots out.
If a monkey flies out of my butt at any minute, too. Where do you go? We got a lot of things saved around here, huh?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You said mine that bird didn't belong. It was running for the Triple Crown in the Belmont.
Well, you know, we're forecasting. We're offering opinions, Doug. I can't pick every Derby right. Matter of fact, in 6 years, I've picked zero Derbies right. Dullahan might have been as close as I've come. Was he fifth or sixth this year? I think that's about all I did.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back. Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. We develop trust in the people we know. But you don't really know somebody when you can't see them. That can be a tough hurdle in business with employees and clients around the country or around the globe. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. A simple online meeting service with group HD video helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for your success. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. You build trust, confidence, makes meetings more personal, and in my opinion, more effective. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. We develop trust in the people we know. You need to see them.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area today with some scattered shower and storm activity affecting parts of the area, with temperatures staying fairly steady or falling from the 70s. North winds gust around 12 to 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You don't always get the exact rainfall you want from Mother Nature. You do when you've got T&L Irrigation Systems. Farmers, did you know that T&L Irrigation Systems have a wide range of operating controls available that will match your pivot management requirements, and they're GPS ready? T&L's Precision Point Control lets you set up to 5 variable application areas in either forward or reverse directions, plus you get real-time operating information. And when combined with T&L's continuous system movement, you also get even water application and improved crop yields. Learn more about the PPC3 and all the other T&L pivot control options available to you by calling your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. T&L Pivot Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Just for you, Bob Hamer.
Racing immortality awaits. They're in the gate. And they're off in Derby 135.
Well, Steve, you know, I bring up the 20-horse field. Number one, Westside Bernie, doesn't belong. Musket Man, doesn't belong. Advice, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong.
Towards the outside is Summer
Great
Bird.
Daddy moments.
Last, the main body of the field is Mr. Hot Stuff. And a long last is Mind That Bird as they go towards
Six
the halfway
to
point in the Derby.
I think you can get rid of about 10 of these horses right off the bat.
Now, hold on here, Daddy. You've just been breathing fire down my neck for the last 2.5 weeks about a short field in the Bossaman, and now you want to cut half the entries out of the Kentucky Derby. That doesn't add up in my book.
As the Derby field come towards the quarter pole on the inside, join in the dance to the outside, Pioneer of the Nile, Regal Ransom between rivals, Papa Clem towards the outside, Musket Man is trying to stay on, towards the inside, picking up now, bursting through, Mind That Bird.
Mind That Bird, doesn't belong.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
I just think some of these horses, they don't belong. When you've made $150,000 and you're in the greatest race in the world.
I use this analogy. It was in the Arkansas Derby, the first one I ever went to, which was about 16 years ago. Horse by the name of Rockamundo, who couldn't win at Ag Park in Columbus as a 2-year-old, but set off that day at 99-1. Anyway, he wins the Arkansas Derby, pays $212, and that's why they run the race. The rest is history. You never, ever know on any given day. I like the 20-horse field. Bring them all.
Absolute last early. Mind That Bird has skimmed the rail. A brilliant ride by Calvin Burrell. Mind That Bird is going clear in the Derby. Mind That Bird wins the Derby from last to first.
Mind That Bird doesn't belong.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
But it was Calvin Burrell and Mind That Bird who won Derby 135.
Now, hold on here, Daddy.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Steve Anderson will be on the Doug and Daddy Show co-hosting Monday. And there you go. Daddy moments. Again, if you've just get the show occasionally or haven't caught it the last couple of days, Daddy is leaving the program. Last show is Thursday, June the 28th, because why not have a 3-day weekend? Thursday, June the 28th. And send us your favorite Daddy memories, moments. Email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can Facebook us as well. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Check it out. While you're there, vote on our poll question, and you can pick up points for our Hy-Vee Rewards Club. But Facebook us, email us, call us up. Your favorite memories, your favorite daddy moments. Yesterday, he got ran over by his own vehicle in his garage. And, of course, the crane game. Today, a little horse racing knowledge. Our poll question yesterday, would a player suspected of taking steroids get your Hall of Fame vote if he was otherwise qualified? 58% yes, 42% no. Today, which group of fans will be more upset if the Heat wins the final? Cavaliers or Thunder?
Thunder,
yeah.
Cavalier, I think, I don't know. Cavalier fans have got to have moved on. I mean, they've got a young rookie in Kyrie Irving that's a really talented player. They've got some things to build around. We'll see what they can do, but I think they've got to be over LeBron.
We're headed into the second half of the College World Series, and, of course, there's a lot more going on in the world of sports, Daddy, but Omaha's the place to be. Getting ready for those swim trials as well.
Yeah, only about 4 days away, I believe.
Michael Phelps being dominating.
Well, Tom Chattel will be there. He follows it all, from College World Series to swimming, Huskers, whatever you want to know. Tom Chattel's the man in the know. Tom joins us right now. Tom, how are you? Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be on again.
Well, great to catch up with you, Tom. A story that has broke here in the last 24 hours, and some folks are still just getting some details on it, but Florida State player has been, arrested and is in a little bit of trouble. You just haven't heard any bad news with College World Series teams for a number of years. What do you expect this will do to getting ready for the ball game with UCLA?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. And I guess just it broke today. I don't know that much about it, but I stop at that Shields. Occasionally for my three girls, we buy stuff there, and I like to shop for their stuff. I was talking to somebody about a month ago, and they were saying that the teams like to come out there when they have free time. They usually have all the teams come out. They drive their bus out and unload it and just kind of come in the shop. So I'm not surprised that they were at Fields, but I don't think I've ever heard about that happening here. But I don't know, maybe it happened a long time ago. But who was that receiver way back when?
Yeah, the free shoes.
Florida State receiver. You remember that?
Yeah.
The deal with Dillard's. Bobby Bowden, he talked his way out of that one. Something Tom Osborne never could do. Bobby was a lot better with the media, and he kind of made it go away. So anyway,
Tom, a lot of storylines this week, and you've been on several of them. South Carolina's win streak. You got Cinderella. One of them bounced early, but Kent State plays an incredible game, knocks the number one team out. Arkansas advances. Which storyline so far is your favorite?
Well, you're right. There's a lot of them. You know, it's kind of gone in phases. Stony Brook was the early one, and now Kent State. I think people are going to kind of jump on them a little bit, but they have to win another game to get everybody really excited. That'll be tough. They play South Carolina tomorrow night. You know, the Dave Van Horn story is interesting. There isn't a lot of buzz about that, but I think if you get to the championship game, there will be, and I think there'll be a lot of people rooting for him. I don't think there was ever a grudge when he left. If anybody got the grudge, it was Mike Anderson. I think it's kind of helped that you know, Dave didn't take Arkansas to a bunch of College World Series, and until this year they've just been to two, which is the same number he took Nebraska to. So I don't think there was a, you know, he didn't leave and then turn around and rub it in everybody's face. So I don't think there was a lot of animosity toward him. So I think I'm looking forward to, if they get in the finals, you know, seeing, you know, how many people get behind the Hawks. The other side of the bracket looks like Arizona, probably. So you never know. UCLA is probably getting more pitching to get back. But, it'll be interesting. It's, you know, like you said, never a dull moment anymore in the off season. We used to talk college football all summer. Now we got this, we got swimming, we got all kinds of stuff, and we'll be we'll be back at Chicago, your daddy, pretty soon.
You know, it's weird because you're the College World Series right now. I think it's night and day from what you guys had to cover a year ago. Do you enjoy it getting back to the baseball and about the teams and the players, where last year seemed to be all about the new ballpark, what was going on in the ballpark and what was going on outside the ballpark, the new bars, the new nightclub scene in Omaha downtown district? Is it nice just covering the players and the teams?
Absolutely. It's night and day. And the underdogs, those stories helped us get the focus back on the field. And even though Stony Brook didn't last long, they were here just enough to get people's minds off of, you know, where to park, where to do this, where to do that. Oh, it's not broken blood. It's not this, it's not that. And, you know, the stories and the people, the kid at Kent State, his mother just passed away, you know, very suddenly, and she's playing, and you know, there's a human element back in the series that we missed last year, and actually the last 2 years. You know, 2 years ago we were still mourning and saying goodbye to Rosenblatt. The last year, trying to figure it all out. This year, I give people at College World Series and Kemeca a lot of credit. It's a lot more organized this year. And a lot of the atmosphere is starting to return. People know where to go to do this and that. It's a lot more festive this year. A big deal is this new bar that opened up. I haven't been there yet, which I'm sure will be a huge shock to you. But, this bar called Black. It's like a Wrigley Field place. It's unbelievable. It's right behind right field. I don't know if you can see it on TV or not, but it's right behind the right field corner, and it's got a open-air rooftop bar. It's always packed, and it's pretty cool, and it's attached to the Zesto. So it's quite a little building name that they put there. But to me, it's indicative of where the series is going and can go. It's, you know, we've got this almost like a mold of clay. How can we make the series different? And I think there's a lot of potential for other things to be built and pop up around there and turn it into our little Wrigleyville. So it's fun. It's, and you know, the other night I was leaving. The stadium was full for the late game, and there were lines outside the bars where there was traffic everywhere, but it was organized. There were a lot of cops up and up, but the people coming down to that area to hang out, not watch the game. So you never really had that Rosenblatt that much. It wasn't really anywhere to go Rosenblatt. So this is a different dynamic. Of course, you have the old market. You have a couple other places around there, too. So it's a whole new world.
Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You touched on it a little bit, Tom. You touched on it on one of your latest articles here with ESPN making the College World Series move the games back to 4-8. In those first four doubleheaders, we never really had a late start, didn't have a terrible extra inning early game, and it looks like the fans are still coming up, so this so far hasn't turned out to be that big a deal, has it?
No, I never heard of Euro soccer. I didn't know what a Euro soccer was. I thought maybe it was a sandwich. I tell you what, I've been online and look at some of the ratings, and people are watching that thing. So I can't even. I'm not a big soccer guy. I don't like it. But I got to keep my mouth shut. I can't say anything bad about it. Everybody's watching it. So, you know it. It pushes college baseball back in the background a little, just a little bit. You know, it's interesting. You know, on the West Coast, those games are prime time. But on the East Coast, who could be watching the game that late? You know what? It's not about that. TV tells us what to do, and, you know, we're all college fans. We're college football fans. We're used to going to the games whenever TV tells us to go to the games. So, and then that's just like, that's what this has been like. So, I've been surprised. How about Sunday night with the NBA and U.S. Open on and work day the next day that may not be half empty, and it was full. And it was full last night. And it's generally full to the end. I mean, some people leave early, but you know, it helps that you can get out of the lot, out of the parking lots a little quicker than Rosenblatt. But, you know, but people are getting home at midnight. And this is a civic duty. This is what we do. And, you know, it just, to me, it just shows you Omaha's spirit. It's alive and well this year. And the World Series has moved. It's bigger than ever, and it's going to be better than ever.
Tom Chattel joins us just for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, I'm going to switch gears on you. It's been the last couple days, the college football playoff deal. It's supposed to be June 19th and then today here on Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show when they're supposed to get closer to this playoff system, closer to what you're – I mean, do you have a thought on that? Where would you like to see it go? Is four enough, or do they need more than that, or what's the ideal in your mind, I guess?
Well, I think four is enough. When you get to that, I mean, whoever argues that number five should be playing four. I mean, I've never heard of that. The year back in 83 when Nebraska played Miami in that Orange Bowl, there were five teams on New Year's Day that had a shot at it. In fact, Miami was number five, went all the way up to number one. But it's very rarely that happens. But I think four is good. I think it will be eight eventually because people in the top ten will now complain that they should be in the top four. I think that just the best four. I like the champion. I think actually they could do three conference champions and one, one wild card that large. That'd be good. But you know, you got to be careful. You can't try to legislate the SEC because they're so good right now. 5 years, yeah. The Big Ten might have two in the top five, and then they're going to be mad that they don't get to have two in. So I like top four. I think there should be some kind of a committee of current people in college football who do a poll. It's their poll, and that's the one they, you know, instead of sitting around a room trying to pick four teams, seems kind of silly to me. Why don't you just have everybody do a poll, and then how that poll comes out is your top four. But, you know, personally, I'd like to see the NCAA take it over. But that's a pipe dream. It'll never happen. The NCAA doesn't want to get involved in college football for some reason. They never have. I never understood that. They do a hell of a job with the NCAA basketball tournament. The NCAA Division I basketball committee is beyond reproach. They do a great job. They have a lot of credibility. It's current ADs and commissioners. NCAA baseball committee does a good job. Same people. You know, ADs, commissioners, why not do that for college football? And I let the NCAA run it. But the people who run college football are conference commissioners who like the bowls. And the NCAA got involved, he wouldn't have the bowls involved. So we're still trying to take care of the bowls. But I think eventually the bowls are going to have a hard time because I think this playoff's going to go to eight. And then if you're a bowl, you don't have one of those teams who wants. I mean, there's going to be a lot of bowls who are going to be back in the background who aren't going to like it. I think they're going to go away. So that's too bad of something. But there's just too many bowls, guys. There's too many people going to bowls, and it doesn't mean anything anymore. So I wouldn't mind if half of them went away. But I'm in the minority there. But anyway, I'd like to see 14 playoff. I'd like to see actually the NCAA run it. We'll run like an 18 playoff and call it good. But that probably never happened.
Well, you just answered it. I think any playoff system at all in anybody's mind is going to have to blow up the bowl system somewhat, at least for those championship conference champions and then the championship game. But nonetheless, a great insight from Tom Chattel here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Tom, last question. It seems like the whole state embraces the College World Series and has for years. Now that the swim trials are back, does the whole state embrace that, or is that basically a metro thing, and should the whole state embrace that?
Well, that's a metro thing. I think there's some in the state to do, but it's almost a regional thing. You get people from all over the region, Chicago and Minneapolis down to Kansas City and Denver, and maybe over to Indianapolis, say St. Louis. They all come up. There are swim clubs and fans and just people who like Olympics and want to be around Olympic events that are going to be here. And they'll all be here for a week, and it's crazy. It isn't really a state deal because it's not a regular event. I mean, we've had it two times in a row. a family that can have a third in 4 years. So it's hard to really get it on your calendar and kind of rally around it every year. So I don't think it's a state deal, but I think people, it's more of a sports select deal. If you're into swimming or maybe Olympics, you're going to be here. And if it was wrestling or gymnastics or one of those sports, it's, or hockey, it's people who follow those sports are going to be here. And that's great. They, the pool is unbelievable. The pool inside an arena is unbelievable. It's the biggest Motel 6 pool you'll ever see. It's without the little thing on the wall for there is no lifeguard here. It's very. They don't have a hot tub either. I checked. It's great. It's a fun deal, and the Olympians are all great. They're such great athletes. They're great people. They love to hang out, and swim fans. And I used to know a couple people around Nebraska swimming years ago. Swimmers are big partiers, so they really get after it. I'm not sure there's going to be beer left at the World Series. They're going to have to have somebody run to the store. Maybe we'll have to go to Kearney and get beer. I don't know.
We'll make them BWERRUN. Like beer run Omaha. Great stuff.
Now, Daddy, you might have to come in with some beer. I don't know.
Oh, I can do it. It's not that far. I can be down there. Tom, we've had you on for an extended period of time. You're always gracious with your time for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Gentlemen, we'll see you. College football's coming. I can't wait.
Oh, unbelievable. The time is here. Yeah, just a little over a month away from Chicago. Tom, thanks for the time. Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK.
Home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Breakfast is served daily. You can go lighter side of lunch with the old chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad. I get three of those because I'm trying to be going the lighter side. So all that at Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also Lexington, Cozette, and North Platte.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Choosing a lawyer is an important decision. My name is Chris Miller, a native of Ravenna and graduate of UNK. After practicing law away from home for over 9 years, I have returned to Nebraska to start my own law firm with a focus on general litigation, business disputes, and personal injury. If you or your business have been wronged by an insurance company or just have that feeling you aren't being treated fairly, we can help. There are many lawyers you can call. So look around, ask questions, then find us on the web at MillerGrell.com. That's MillerGrell.com. We're here to help.
Doug and Daddy Show. Just a small town girl. Our producer Jeff got engaged on Monday night. Are you still engaged?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, don't stop believing, baby.
Picture of his fiance's dad on the sports section, the front page of the USA Today after Jeff asked him.
Oh, my God.
No, that's Ryan Lee.
You got to get that on our face. Can we get that on the Facebook page legally?
What now?
The picture off USA Today. I'm sure it's on the website, too, of Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, I'll do that right after the show.
I mean, he's a Montana dude anyway, isn't he? That's Kaczynski without the
Yeah, that's exactly the person I thought of.
Leaf
looking
is scary,
wow.
People. That's scary. We'll put it up on a Facebook page.
We were joking during the break that was Jeff's new or will-be father-in-law when he asked him.
Jeez, that's just a bad deal. You're never going to get a bad deal, though, when you go to the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway,
Transition.
Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Yeah, 8 years, you never learned it. Chevrolet, Cadillac. I'm sorry, got only six shows and 2 minutes to go, and I'm just going to keep throwing you under the bus. It's a big bus, too. Midway Auto Group of Kearney treats the needs of each individual customer with great concern. They know you have high expectations, and as a new or used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence for you. Check out thinkmidway.com. You can see all of the vehicles that are on their lots, some that have just come in, constantly updating. And you can also, if you need a little online financing, fill out the application. It's all there ready to go so that when you do step on the lot, you're way ahead of the game. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Stop by and see them today, South 2nd Avenue.
Why would you be that miserable a person?
Lana says, talking about the volleyball transfer in Siegman, she says, Kelly Hunter is well known to be better than Siegman, and she is training with the national team now. She wouldn't have made it at Sutter without injury. Nebraska wants to sign the state's best, and she used to be it.
Thank you for that. That's exactly what I said. She wasn't going to get on the court, so she left to go get on the court.
Yeah, she came in, then they got a better one.
That's
one thing about a Sutter. Yeah, you're pretty much, it's like Taylor Martinez. He's going to be the quarterback this year, and he's going to be the quarterback next year unless he gets hurt. And if you're coming in to be the quarterback and have to sit behind him for 4 years and play 1 year, in this day and age, you're not looking to do that anymore.
That's right. You got to know that going in. Tyson Brockmeyer, Riker Fife, you got to know that there's still an opening at UNK. Love to have you guys. I'm begging you guys.
Tomorrow's baseball games for Kearney Post 52 Legion against Lincoln North Star canceled. There's a heads up there from the coach. They have been canceled, but there is baseball scheduled for tonight. Post 52 and Runza at Hastings at Duncan Field. I don't think we've had to worry about the rain too much yet. Keep an ear out for that. Kearney Five Points at Little Caesars scheduled to host St. Paul tonight. Grand Island Wells Fargo hosting Columbus in a doubleheader, and Home Federal is at Columbus for a doubleheader. Any other trash you would like to spew today?
No, but I was thinking, you know, about next week. It's like when you're in the real world and you're doing grown-up things, like, will I care about what the Dow does, whatever that is? Will I have to learn what that is?
Well, yeah, you're going to have so much money now that you might have to invest it a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. That's when the big bucks start rolling in, right after I get off the lettuce.
What about this doorknob from... I heard last night, you know, we were talking with Tom Chattel about John Holland suspended for shoplifting at Shields. They switched the price tag so that you could get it for cheaper. Apparently, the report is they got it for $12 cheaper.
Good grab there, buddy.
Woo!
$50 fine, you're out the door, though. Case closed, Omaha.
Yeah, probably off the team, too. I mean, there's some minor incidents, but when you embarrass your team publicly, nationally, on the College World Series stage, yeah, he's going to be looking to play baseball. Hey, Damon, give him a call. He's probably going to be looking for a place to play baseball next year.
Well, he won for five. He actually played. I mean, it was...
Yeah, well, he was the designated, even though he's hitting 243, he was the DH the first two games. I think he won for seven with a couple walks, one for five with a couple
one
walks.
One double, I saw.
Something like that. Hey, folks, we want to thank Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and one of the top names in MMA, Stephen Bonner. He will be on hand, not fighting, but on hand for RFA 3 June 30th. Get your tickets today. And some big concert announcements, Todd Gatula's telling me. Something for everybody.
Oh, nice. He's
getting ready for that.
Kid Rock, Neil Diamond, Katy Perry, all three, one night. One night only.
Tomorrow, Nebraska assistant football coach Ross Ells and Mike Kozel, sergeant football coach and the Grand Island Independent Coach of the Year, to talk to the Nebraska eight-man All-Star Classic against Kansas. That's tomorrow. And we'll be down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 days with Daddy on the show.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.